This is Psalm 108a.
My heart is fixed, O God. I'll sing my psalms, I'll raise. My soul shall sing, awake, O harp. At dawn I'll wake to praise. I will give thanks to thee among the peoples, Lord, among the nations of the world, to thee I'll songs accord. Above the heavens high, thy love and mercy rise. Thy faithfulness extendeth far, it reaches to the skies. Be thou exalted far, above the heavens, O God, and let thy glory be advanced o'er all the earth abroad. That thy beloved ones deliverance may see. O save us by thy strong right hand, in mercy answer me.
This is Psalm 108b.
God spoke in holiness, I will exalt and stand. From Shechem unto Succoth's vale, now portion out the land. For Gilead is mine Armenasseh's fields. Yes, Ephraim defends my head, my scepter Judah wields. In Moab I will wash my shoe on Edom throw, and o'er the land of Palestine in triumph I will go. Oh, who will bring me to the city fortified? Or who is he that to the land of Edom will me guide? Hast thou not cast us off, O God, in whom we boast? Wilt thou no more, O God, go forth in battle with our host? Against the foe give help, in vain the help man knows. In God we shall do valiantly, for he'll tread down our foes.
This is Psalm 108c.
My heart is ready, O God, I'm rejoicing, I will sing, yes, sing your praises. My glad soul awaken, waken, O harp, let my sweet lyre awaken. With my song I'll rouse the dawning, I will you praise, O Lord. Praises to you will I chant through the nations, for your grace skies cannot measure, your truth reaches heaven. High over heavens, O God, be exalted, Let your glory cover all earth, so rescue your beloved. Save by your right hand, O God, give me answer. In his temple, God has promised, I'll portion out Shechem. Measure in triumph the valley of Succoth. Mine is Gilead, mine Manasseh, my helmet Ephraim. While over my land my scepter is Judah, I use Moab as a washbowl, my shoe toss on Edom. Over Philistia I shout loud in triumph, who will lead me to the fortress and me to Edom bring? God, have you thrown us away? Have you spurned us? You go not forth with our armies. Your help, O God, grant us. Fighting the enemy, man's help is empty, but with God we strive with valor. He'll trample down our foes.
This is Psalm 109a.
God, my praise, be not silent, wicked and deceitful mouths. Now are open wide against me, lying tongues against me speak. They with hateful words beset me, they attack me without cause. Spurning my love, they accuse me, even while I pray for them. So for good they pay me evil, give me hatred for my love. Set a wicked man against him, an accuser let him face. When he's tried, let him be guilty, let his prayer be counted sin. May his days be few in number, may another seize his goods. Without father be his children, may his wife a widow be. May his children beg and wander, driven from their ruined homes. May the lender make him bankrupt, strangers steal his hard-earned cash. Let not one show kindness to him, let none help his orphan sons. His posterity be cut off, may none live to claim his name. May the evil of his fathers be recalled before the Lord. May no wrong deed of his mother from the record be erased. May they all before the Lord stand, pruned from earth their memory.
This is Psalm 109b.
For he thought not to show mercy, but he persecuted still, and he chased the brokenhearted, poor and needy to their death. He loved cursing curses on him, he loved blessing, give him none. Like a coat he put on cursing, water may it be to him. Let his cursing soak into him, be like oil within his bones. Like the garb he wraps around him, like the belt he daily wears. May this be to my accusers from the Lord their just reward. This to those who speak but evil, who speak out against my life. But may you, my God, Jehovah, do for me for your name's sake. Great in goodness is your mercy, rescue me in steadfast love.
This is Psalm 109C.
I am very poor and needy, stricken in me is my heart. I am gone like evening shadow, like a locust shaken off. Both my knees are weak from fasting, gaunt my body has become. Scorn am I by my accusers, seeing me they shake their heads. Help me, O my God, Jehovah, save me in your mercy great. Let them know that this is your hand. You, O Lord, have done it all. Let them curse me if you bless me. Let my foes be put to shame. But may gladness fill your servant while dishonor covers them. Clothed with shame be my accusers, wrapped up in their own disgrace. With my mouth then will I offer great thanksgiving to the Lord. In the midst of thronging people, I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy, saving him from men of death.
This is Psalm 110.
Jehovah to my Lord has said, sit thou at my right hand, until I make thy foes a stool whereon thy feet may stand. Jehovah shall from Zion send the scepter of thy power. In battle with thine enemies, be thou the conqueror. A willing people in thy day of power shall come to thee. Thy youth arrayed in holiness, like morning dew shall be. Jehovah swore and from his oath He never will depart. Of the order of Melchizedek, a priest thou ever art. The Lord at thy right hand shall smite earth's rulers in his wrath. Among the nations he shall judge, the slain shall fill his path. In many lands he'll overthrow their kings with ruin dread. And marching he'll drink from the brook, and so lift up his head.
This is Psalm 111a.
Oh, praise the Lord with all my heart. Thanks to the Lord I'll bring. Where upright ones assembled are, in congregation sing. The works accomplished by the Lord are very great in might. They are sought out by everyone who finds in them delight. His work displays the majesty and glory of his name, and his enduring righteousness is evermore the same. His works most wondrous he has made, remember still to be. Jehovah is compassionate, and merciful is he. Those fearing him he fills with food, provided by his hand. He keeps in mind his covenant, that it may ever stand.
This is Psalm 111b.
He has the power of his works to his own people shown, by giving them the heritage of nations for their own. His handiworks are truth and right, his precepts all are sure, set up in truth and uprightness, they ever shall endure. He sent redemption to his folk, his covenant did proclaim, to last forever, ever, and holy is his name. The man who fears the Lord has learned the first of wisdom's ways. They who obey will understand forever last his praise.
This is Psalm 112a.
Praise ye the Lord, the man is blessed who fears the Lord aright. The man who finds in his commands his pleasure and delight.
His children shall be mighty men upon the earth renowned. The generation of the just in blessing shall abound. Abundant wealth within its house shall ever be in store, and his unspotted righteousness endures forevermore. Though darkness may surround the just, to him arises light. Compassionate and merciful, he follows what is right. That man is good who graciously and freely gives and lends, who justly governs his affairs, who truth and right extends. There surely is not anything that ever shall him move. The righteous man's memorial shall everlasting prove. When he shall evil tidings hear, he shall not be afraid. His heart is fixed, his confidence upon the Lord is stayed. Established firmly is his heart, he shall not fearful be. Until upon his enemies he his desire shall see. He has dispersed his wealth abroad and given to the poor. His horn with honor shall be raised, his righteousness endure. The wicked, seeing him, is vexed. He grits his teeth dismayed, but melts away, and his desire will into nothing fade.
This is Psalm 112b.
Praise to the Lord, the man is blessed indeed, who makes the Lord's commands his great delight. His children will be mighty in the earth. Descendants of the upright will be blessed. Abundant riches are within his house. His righteousness endures forevermore. The darkness of the just will turn to light. For all his ways are gracious, kind, and fair. That man is good who gives and freely lends, and who justice governs his affairs. The righteous man will never be removed. he is not afraid. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady, he will never fear. He comes at last to look upon his foes. With open hand, he offers to the poor. His good endures, his head is lifted high. The wicked sees and grinds his teeth in rage. For he despairs, his cherished hope must die.